It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand County. And I've got Sarah Gordon with the Ponderosa Grill over in Huntington. And they've got a big event coming up with QPR training. And Amanda goes around and does this QPR training around the county, around the area. We're going to talk about what it is, and we're going to talk about a chance that's coming up for you to take it as well. Amanda and Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us, Dave. We appreciate being in your studio.
Anytime. So, Amanda, we're going to start with you, and let's talk about what QPR training is.
Yeah, QPR is an evidence-based suicide prevention training, and during that hour and a half long free training, you learn the most common warning signs for suicidal ideation, and then we go into questioning somebody's suicidal intent, how to persuade them to live, and then ultimately who and when to refer them to resources within our area. And it's a super detailed event where everybody that comes and stays through the event are certified in QPR, much like CPR, to be certified and know how to help somebody in a suicidal crisis.
And I think the important thing, too, to note about this QPR training is, and you can correct me if I'm making more work for you here or not, but you will go and do this training for groups and for people,
oh,
correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually one of my most favorite things that I do within my job is going in, and it's an opportunity for me to really sit with my community and share the knowledge that I have been given through the state resources and data and statistics that we're constantly looking at and evaluating, and to really educate my community members on what's happening with our suicide rates and the demographics that are affected, such as our youth and our elderly generation, and how each suicide affects such a large amount of people with that ripple effect, and being able to give them tools and resources of what they can do if ever they are approached with a suicidal crisis, you know, leaves me feeling secure in that if something does happen, the more people that come, the more people that learn these tools, they'll be able to potentially save somebody's life.
So you've brought Sarah Gordon in with you, and I'm going to kind of let you introduce Sarah, and she's going to kind of talk to us and share her story with us and then talk more about, you know, this event that's coming up on the 16th of January out there at the Ponderosa.
Absolutely. Be a pleasure to introduce my friend, Sarah, who I had the opportunity of meeting for the first time in September at the candlelight vigil that we held at Price Peace Gardens. And after I heard Sarah's story and connection to suicide, I instantly was gravitated toward her and her family, and just wanted to provide her with the support and love and wraparound services that I know that our three counties are so good at providing families that have lost somebody to suicide. And so I'll let Sarah tell her story and her connection to suicide.
Sarah, welcome today.
Thank you. So my story is I lost my son about a year ago. Exactly a year ago, tomorrow I was burying him, and it was to suicide. He struggled with mental illness his whole life, as many of us do. I do. And I don't feel like we got him the resources, the help that he needed. I don't feel that we figured out how to help him so that he would stay.
And so this is something that is, it hits very close to home with you. And so this QPR training, anytime, I would assume, anytime that you can help somebody else,
yeah,
learn these tools and have this, just one more thing that we always say, that one more thing in the toolbox,
yeah,
that you can have, it probably is something that you kind of maybe even gravitate towards now.
I think that's one thing that within the survivor community, you realize is that once you have lost somebody to suicide, the internal need to help others is so strong, and you want to reach out and help these other families. And Sarah has done just that within her community and her family and friends that have rallied behind her. It's been really beautiful to see these events come together that are in T-Ball's name,
yeah,
and really see the resources being spread, not just in our local area, but beyond our local area,
yeah,
with some of the tournaments and whatnot that have been brought to Emery County.
Yeah, it's my one son says he really wishes that it wasn't T-ball, that this had to happen too, so that we could, I don't know, talk about it more and things. But it was. And so as nervous and as uncomfortable as things make me, I am willing to talk about it with anybody if it can just help save one family to not have to go through this, one community, one person. So
let's talk about the event once again coming up on the 16th of January. And it's going to be held out there at the Ponderosa Grill.
Yeah, it's on the 16th. Please come. It's an hour and a half long. Come and eat. We're offering 20% off to anybody who comes and eats. That's off everything, desserts, drinks, and our food is the best. So please come. Amanda also has some swag that she's going to bring. And I think it will just be a night of information, a night of help, and a night of healing.
And even though it's in the restaurant, it's still going to be a pretty intimate conversation that we're having. So don't feel like we're going to be talking over other patrons in the diner, right, or in the restaurant. There's a secluded area that we will go to so that we can have this tender, vulnerable conversation, because it is a conversation. It's a training, but it's a conversation. And so on top of the generous 20% off of the meal and whatnot that Sarah is offering, the swag that she mentioned, we have gun cases and ammo boxes for anybody that comes and completes the training and receives that certificate. You can have one or the other, and they're nice cases. They're 52-inch long hard case, dual combo locked gun cases, and then the ammo boxes are a great addition to any gun safe, gun lock, gun sock that you have, protecting our firearms and keeping those separate from our ammo.
So once again, this is coming up on January 16th at the Ponderosa Grill in Huntington. It's a great QPR training that everyone should take. Everyone should be taking this training. It's a lot of great information, and it may help you or a loved one through a tough time that, you know what, you never know when they're going to happen.
So, absolutely. If you look at QPR like an insurance policy that you carry on your vehicle, or an insurance policy that you carry for medical or dental or vision or whatever, it's a just in case, right? And QPR, the suicide prevention training, is an insurance policy, and it just in case you need it, you have the tools and resources at your fingertips.
Fabulous, fabulous information, and it's a fabulous training. It's going to be a great night out there at Ponderosa, January 16th, once again. I'm sure it's posted on the Hope Squad's Facebook
page. Absolutely.
Is it posted on Ponderosa's Facebook page?
It will be, yes.
Get all your information there. We'll put a link to it in our article and things like that to get the word out. But you just make sure and make the time to get out there. Amanda, Sarah, thank you so much for coming in and taking out the time to talk to us. And Sarah, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. And also, really quick, was there an age limit?
So it is recommended. It's kind of a conversation that needs to happen within the family, right? If your family has been exposed to suicidal ideation or a loss to suicide, chances are you've had conversations with your youth about it. We, through the QPR Institute, we really do recommend that it be 14 and over, but where my daughter's 10 and she has sat through the QPR training a number of times because she's been exposed to it. And I want her to have the tools necessary so that if she encounters somebody in a suicidal crisis, even a bullying situation or whatnot at school, she has those tools. So it's really kind of parent under parent consideration.
Cool.
All right. Once again, ladies, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.